What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So basically, if I'm, like, let's say I'm at 182. I don't know my weight right now. You go 182 times 0.008. No, that's not right. 182 times 0.8. That would be 145.6. So either way, I'm getting not enough. I'll have to up it. But I know it's falling off of my face. I can feel it. Nick says, I think it's one if you're strength building or training. Okay, that makes sense, which I am not. Other than maybe going for the occasional walk. I will. I'll incorporate it, but I'm doing the old Jeremy K, one thing at a time. He is the model for all success. But I'm liking it so far. Trump is fucking in the news. Oh, my God. You talk about several Trump-related things. Some I like. Others I do not. Thing number one. There's been a lot of talk about Trump and his trying to stop the influx of drugs coming into this country. And you've been seeing a lot of the shots of the drug boats on the ocean just getting blown to pieces, which I'm not going to lie, it's one of my favorite things to watch. There is talk now that, and I don't know how reliable this is, Trump says he will expand strikes on narco terrorists to land. So, I mean, he did say that, so I know that that happened. But does that mean he likes invade? Does that mean we like invade Venezuela? Is that what's going on here? And I don't hate that. Piano Finger Banger says by drug boats, you mean fishing boats. Well, is that a thing? Has he blown up fishermen? Because I had not seen that. Has the U.S. blown up fishing boats? A Colombian family, first known formal complaint. Over deadly U.S. strike in Caribbean. Now, I don't think this was a fishing boat. This was a drug boat. So I don't see any. There's zero hits that come back to me. Wait a minute. Family of Colombian fisherman killed in U.S. boat strike files complaint alleging he was murdered. All right, so maybe this is the one. First, I've heard of it. I am guessing that the Trump administration, let's just say for the sake of this discussion, that a guy who's just standing there on the deck of the boat, he's a fisherman, And the next thing you know, he's blown to shit. I would definitely want that investigated. Rebecca says the problem is that they're blowing the boats up with no sort of investigation. And now there's a chance that Hegseth can be tried for war crimes based on how these strikes were executed. I'll see if this sheds any light on it.
Leave it.
It's just a compilation of boats getting blown up. Well, anyway, Trump spoke about this. And this is what he had to say.
Mr. President, if you are declaring war against these cartels and Congress is likely to approve of that process, why not just ask for a declaration of war?
Well, I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country.
The matter-of-fact nature of, oh, no, we're not going to, we don't need a declaration of war. We're just going to kill people that bring drugs into the country is, I'm not going to lie. I don't hate me, and I don't care if you do or you don't. I say whatever I want. I kind of like that.
Just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay? We're going to kill them. You know? They're going to be like dead. Okay?
Holy shit. Okay. How can you not be supportive of that? We're going to kill the drug dealers coming into a country, into our country. They're going to be like dead.
Okay, we're going to kill them. You know, they're going to be like dead. Okay.
Yeah. A moment ago, you said that if Secretary Hegseth went to Congress and briefed them on the operations.
No, we will
these,
go, I said.
You will go. And
we
it
will
be
go.
Difficult for them
go.
To object.
I don't see any loss in going. No reason not to. You know, they'll always complain, oh, we should have gone. So we're going to definitely, I'd like to just tell you, let's go. We'll go.
And Mr.
We're going to tell them what we're going to do, and I think they're going to probably like it. It's been so effective. And our sea drugs, as they call them, they use the term sea drugs, the drugs coming in by sea, are like 5% of what they were a year ago, less than 5%. So now they're coming in by land, and even the land is concerned because I told them that's going to be next.
Mr. President.
Here you go, Stripes.
So I'm trying to punch a hole. Why should I not like this? Why should I not be absolutely going, yeah? What's wrong with that? Piano Finger Banger says there's zero evidence that any of these boats were carrying drugs. Well, I'm guessing that all the evidence is at the bottom of the sea. So are you suggesting they're just blowing up people that are going on boating trips? Bob says never a war crime the first time. Bread Bull Brain Chris says they've already picked out the admiral to take the fall. Piano Binger, Finger Banger says, blow up first, ask questions later. Rebecca says, you can't be all about blowing up drug boats and then turn around and pardon a guy who smuggled thousands of pounds of cocaine into the U.S. Yeah, that's a problem. Skip says, I love that he is straightforward. That's refreshing. I think that is the big thing that people love about him the most. More people love that than the ones that don't. I know I like it. I mean, I'm not talking about all the other things that I should have a problem with because they are there. But when it comes to this moment right here, there is nothing of this that I don't love. Donko says, you gotta be a badass when dealing with bad people. Stevie says, so true to Rebecca. Patrick laughs at the crack They are going to be like dead. To Piano Finger Banger's comment that there's no proof that they were drug boats, Nick the electrician says, oh, sure, that camel painted boat with six outboards full of barrels and bales are just out on an innocent pleasure cruise. Okay. Well, if that's the case, like if that's what the, I didn't see that. Maybe you did. I'm not arguing with anybody here. I'm just telling you that if this is the case, if they're blowing up drug boats, and let's put it this way. If nine drug boats are blown up and one is mistaken to be a fisherman, that's horrible. And reparations should be made to the family. But the U.S. was put into this place by people trying to get drugs into the country. You can't really blame somebody for being aggressive when trying to fight, right? I mean, I think that makes sense. Piano Finger Banger says, because a boat has barrels on it, that means they're drug smugglers. Give me a break. Man Bun Chris says, release the files. Yeah, we're still waiting on those. Shmoo Money says, agreed. Every American should be for this. I'll be totally straight with you, too. When it comes to if all the drug boats get blown up and a fisherman gets blown up, I don't care. I don't care about that. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, I hate to sound like a lefty, but we are a nation of laws. Tyler says, quote, in Trump voice, these will probably be the best killings ever, actually, if you think about it. Stevie says his approval rating is 36%. He sucks at this. That's true. Low approval rating. But if people said to me, EZ, what do you like about Trump right now? I would say nothing except this moment right now. Rebecca says, again, he pardoned a known drug trafficker because that dude has money and statute. He can be of use to Trump. Absolutely. Stature, I should say. Because the dude has money and stature. That might be 100% right, and that's terrible. Bread Bowl Brain Chris with a great comment. Slide to your right, EZ. We need to see Darla's squishy face. Oh, she heard me. She's crashed out. Hey, how you doing over there? You big girl? You big girl? She's like, shut up, I'm sleeping. Slide to the left. Slide crisscross. Everybody clap your hands. Every hockey game, I hear that. Every hockey game. I do not like this about Trump. This next clip. There's a lot of Somalians that live in Minnesota. So he is taking aim at the Somalians. Now, there's no... I mean, if I'm going to stand here in front of you all and say that I love that he's blowing up drug boats, I'm also going to say to you that everything you are about to hear is a racist rant by the President of the United States. Listen to this pile of shit. It is kind of hilarious. I don't know why I laugh at these, but it's horrible. I shouldn't be laughing at these racist comments.
They contribute nothing. I don't.
He's talking about Somalis. They contribute nothing.
I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. We're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage.
She's the representative or senator? I don't know. Member of Congress from Minnesota.
Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go. Come on, let's make this into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go. Come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you see, it's moments like that. It pains me to actually like anything that he does when moments like that happen. Badger makes a horrible comment. That's his, your comment is also a racist comment, and you can't be comfortable saying what's wrong with this. Get serious. You know as well as I do that's a horrible, you're old enough to know better. Come on. You can't indict an entire ethnic group of people that happen to live in one particular area of the United States. He wouldn't dare say that about like the Arab communities. You should not be comfortable with saying that publicly, Badger. Come on now. Rebecca says, this is the thing. Everything he does is rooted in racism. I'd bet a lot of money that if the drug runners were white and Canadian, he wouldn't be blowing their boats out of the water. Maybe it's a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda, but I suspect you're right. Tyler says, can you imagine if a reporter said, tell us how you really feel, Mr. President, in these types of moments? Becca Shea says that Badger needs a timeout. All right. If I get a second on that, I will sit Badger down for racist remarks. You can't do that. Come on now. You got to understand, too, I've spent time with Becca Shea, like in a public place. So she's got to, okay, that's it. You're in trouble now. You have earned a timeout for racism. You can't be butthurt about it either. You're just going to have to take your medicine right in your asshole and accept that that is nonsense. I don't know how the timeouts go on Twitch, if I have to do it manually or what. But, you know, you can't, what do people say all the time? Saying the quiet part out loud. Like, you can think that, just don't tell anybody that. You know what I mean? You can't be busting out racist cracks in my chat. Rebecca says, I just wish the reporters would push back, keep pushing back, and don't let them sidestep. Becca Shea says, Badger is proving my theory that all MAGAs are racist. No, I can't say that. Like Alan here, he loves MAGA. He says he's not a racist. Nick says, Becca Shea needs a timeout for trying to silence free speech. Oh, for God's sake. Sure, I'm going to ban everybody. I'm going to give everybody a timeout. Donko says, some MAGAs are racist. So are a lot of Democrats. Can you be racist if you are anti-white? So if you're a white Democrat and... can you be racist to white people? Like, can you be self-racist? You know? I don't know if you can do that. show mom, Megan, is here. She says, I walk away for 1 minute. Piano Finger Banger says, is that like Race Inception? Great movie. Christopher Nolan. Did you guys see the story about Quentin Tarantino and his favorite movies? He was on a podcast, and he gave his like favorite movies, and several of his favorite movies are my favorite movies, or I would say I love those movies. Let's just go to number one, Black Hawk Down, which isn't that set in Somalia? Mogadishu, right? The Battle of Mogadishu, directed by Ridley Scott. I remember, what's the guy's name? Tom Sizemore. He was doing a press tour for this film. And he was in it, and I got a chance to talk to him. Played a great part in that movie. Tom Sizemore, great actor who got caught up in drugs. Just too many drugs. Tarantino says this is his all-time favorite movie. His second all-time favorite film is Toy Story 3, which I don't think I've seen. But Tarantino says the last 5 minutes of Toy Story 3 ripped my fucking heart out. And if I even try to describe the end, I'll start crying and get choked up. It's just remarkable. It's almost a perfect movie. And we don't even get to talk about the great comedy bits, which are never ending. I think people never nail the third film of a trilogy. I think the other one is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly to me. So the film Toy Story 3, which I don't remember. I don't think I saw that. I saw the first one, and I saw the one with Prospector and the cowgirl, Daisy. And Prospector was played by like Kelsey Grammer. I don't think I ever saw the third one. And frankly, I'm not going to. Because I don't want to weep. That's not why I watch movies. That is too much for me. Jesse. Yeah, I thought Jesse was cute. Tyler says, Woody says so long partner to Andy. Is Andy like going off to college or something? Or is he dying? He's dead? You can tell me. I don't care. I'm not going to watch it. Yep, college. The film Lost in Translation, directed by Sofia Coppola. Bill Murray, never saw it. He loves it. Dunkirk, Christopher Nolan, 2017. I love this film. I remember the first time I saw it. Tarantino said he didn't like it when this movie first came out. But he had to watch it many, many times. Hidden gem in there is the performance of Harry Styles. Solid actor. All right, number five is like when I saw that this is Quentin Tarantino's one of his top movies, it made me happy because it's one of my favorites of all time too. And that is There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis, who I think is, I mean, it's top three actors of all time. His commitment to the method style of acting is ridiculous. And he's truly fantastic in any role that he's in. I don't give a shit what it is. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh. What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And the only part is, I don't know if you ever saw the film, but there's a guy in the movie that he plays two parts, actually. He plays the twin sons of Daniel Day-Lewis's character, and his name is Paul Dano. And Tarantino says there's a giant flaw in the film. The flaw is Paul Dano. He doesn't like his performance. I thought it was fine, but Tarantino knows how to make movies. Zodiac, which is about the serial killer, directed by David Fincher, never saw it. Sounds great. Unstoppable, directed by Tony Scott, no idea. Mad Max Fury Road, 2015, directed by George Miller, part of a franchise. Shaun of the Dead. Looks fun. Zombies? Midnight in Paris, directed by Woody Allen, never saw. Battle Royale, Kenji Fukasaku. So what he points out in the podcast is that the writer of Battle Royale should have sued Susan Collins for The Hunger Games, because he says, I do not understand how the Japanese writer didn't sue Susan Collins for every fucking thing she owns. They just ripped off the fucking book. Stupid book critics are not going to go watch a Japanese movie called Battle Royale, so the stupid book critics never called her on it. And they talked about how it was the most original fucking thing they'd ever read. As soon as the film critics saw the film, they said, what the fuck? This is just Battle Royale, except PG. Another film, Big Bad Wolves, never saw. Jackass the Movie is one of his top 20s. Holy shit, Jeff Tremaine. School of Rock with Jack Black. I love that movie. Great fun. I like that Tarantino, again, Mount Rushmore filmmakers, likes these stupid, silly movies that regular people like me would like. You know, he's not like an artsy-fartsy fuck. The Passion of the Christ, never saw. The Devil's Rejects, directed by Rob Zombie. I heard Rob Zombie does a bang-up job on his films. Some film called Chocolate, and oh wait, I don't know what the fuck that is. Moneyball, oh my God. I can't tell you how many times I've been laying in bed and I just pull up clips from the show, from the movie Moneyball. Very well written. I love the performance by a guy. He used to be fat and then he got skinny And now if you tell him he looks great, he gets mad. He actually had to speak through a publicist and say, no more talking about my body. He was on Superbad. Jonah Hill, that's the guy. Great actor, but he's a fucking psycho. What kind of asshole is disgusting, loses a bunch of weight, looks great, you tell him, and he goes, oh, don't! Fuck you! Anyway, he's wonderful as an actor, but as a human being, he's full on R-word. And of course, what's the other guy's name? Brad Pitt. Man crush all the way. Playing the part of Billy Bean. Cabin Fever, directed by Eli Roth. I don't even know what the fuck it is. And then West Side Story. Steven Spielberg made a film adaptation of the musical in 2021. I'm out. I do not do musicals. I don't think I've ever tried. About the closest I've come to a musical was, and that's a good point. Someone looks like Red Bull Brain Chris referenced The Bear Jew, which is from Inglourious Basterds. Great movie. If you want to add to your own list, by all means, I want that interaction. I would love that. Thank you. Closest I came to a musical was the film Grease when I was a kid. And I didn't even know I was watching a musical. I saw a Broadway play once with Pooh Bear. We went to see Beauty and the Beast. I'm like, this is horrible. Why am I here? This sucks. South Park movie, says Cole. Superbad was Jonah Hill's best movie. It was a great movie. Gangs of New York. Bill the Butcher. Yes. Tyler says method actors are cocks. Probably. Nick says Dunkirk was boring as fuck. I think what you have to do, you have to wrap your mind around the filmmaker. And I know that sounds hoity-toity and ridiculous for a film, but Christopher Nolan is right up there as well. And the themes that he sticks with, usually time itself, are pervasive throughout all his films. And it's kind of like up to you to figure it out. Nick says, I hate a musical. Black Belt Nick says, Phantom of the Opera, movie made with Weber, is phenomenal. No, it's not. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, I had Broadway GR season tickets for 10 plus years. Love a good musical. Come on. Man Bun Chris says, what's Ben Glaze think about all this? He's a movie buff. Piano Finger Banger says, isn't the Blues Brothers technically a musical? Yes, you're right. That is an exception. Probably because the music is great. Which brings us to Steve Cropper. Blues Brothers band, Booker T and the MGs. He wrote Midnight Hour. He wrote Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Longtime Blues Brothers band member. Performed with Sam and Dave. Dead at 84 yesterday. R.I.P. Steve Cropper. I am guessing no one in the chat knows who Steve Cropper is. I sometimes wonder. The things that I talk about that no one has any idea. And I firmly believe that that is one of them. In the Blues Brothers, he was a long-haired guy that played guitar. but only an old person who's got soul would know that. And finding an old person with soul is sometimes hard. I don't know if I'm going to find that person. Opie and Anthony only became a thing because of a Sitting on the Dock of the Bay song parody. Oh, you're going to talk about, you're talking about Gunna Electric Shock OJ? Anthony made this song with his brother. And then it was featured, I believe, on the Stern Show. That's how that got started. I'm going to play it. How come I can't hear?
One, two, three, four.
I'm sitting in Los Angeles jail, and the judge won't let me post my bail. Now this could be the end of me, 'cause California's got that death penalty. They gone electric shock, OJ, cook my behind like a chicken croquet. They gone electric shock, OJ, toast my behind.
All right, that's all you get. It's 3 minutes long. Bob wanted me to play the actual video. I can't do that. There's all sorts of inflammatory things on there that would probably make people very unhappy. So no, I don't want to play the video, asshole. I have a story for you that it's fantastic. I'm just going to play it and then we can all talk about it. It's really sensational. An old guy in Michigan here is, well, there's a lot of good things happening for him. Hang on a second. It's got to load up. I hate that. You get the spinning wheel of death. This comes to us from Brighton, Michigan. As I'm buying time, hoping that it loads up. It's a very popular story. It's viral. And the background is an influencer from overseas, I believe in the UK, maybe, who has quite a following.
When people help people.
And tonight, the community is stepping up to help an 88-year-old veteran who works full-time at Meijer.
He was recently interviewed by a TikTok influencer, and that clip has gone viral, capturing hearts across the country.
7 News Detroit reporter Brett Cast shows us how one touching video could help this hardworking man finally enjoy retirement.
Well, it was here at the Meijer in Brighton where this social media influencer from Australia showed up in the checkout line because someone online had told him there was a man working here in his 80s that he just had to meet.
It came out of the clear blue, and I really, truly mean that.
It's been quite the 48 hours for 88-year-old Ed Bambus, who has suddenly skyrocketed to internet fame.
Just seeing if I could have help scanning this.
A video of him working at his job at Meijer has now been seen by nearly 4 million people on TikTok. But Ed isn't one of them.
I doubt you've been on TikTok or Instagram or any of the social media stuff.
I've never been on those programs. I don't own one of those fancy cell phones.
His charm is just part of what made this video go viral. His story is the main reason.
Retired from General Motors in 99. 2012, they went bankrupt and
They took my pension away from me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, do you have a wife?
The guy interviews him and gets his story in the store.
2012, they went bankrupt and they took my pension away from me.
Oh my gosh. Do you have a wife?
She'd passed away 7 years ago.
I try very hard to go to her gravesite every day. And say hi.
Well, how important is that part of your day for you?
It helps me get through a day. It does.
With debt to pay and his pension gone, Ed went back to work after having thought he retired for good.
No 88-year-old in America should have to work because they need to. And that breaks my heart.
Sam Wiedenhofer is a positivity influencer on social media in Australia and heard Ed's story from a comment on one of his videos.
She said, hey, I just want to let you know there's a guy called Ed, or I think she may have even said Bob, and he's around 82 years old. That's all I knew.
So Sam booked a flight to Michigan and teamed up with a Metro Detroit-based influencer to find him.
So we walked around Meijer for about 2 hours, and we were looking for this friendly, jolly older man, and we ran into Ed at the checkout. We knew it was him right away.
The video has led to the creation of an online fundraiser, and donations are now pouring in from all over the world. The goal is to help Ed retire for good so he can instead spend more time with those he loves.
I just wanted to give him a chance to, like, retire. You know, you'll at least have some comfort.
The exact amount of money that has been raised so far for Ed is a secret to Ed, but you can check it out yourself by visiting his online fundraiser. We'll have a link to it on our website, WXYZ.com. In Brighton, I'm Brett Cast, 7 News Detroit.
All right. So I found the GoFundMe. And right now, dude has raised, well, it's gone up since the last time I clicked on it 1 minute ago, $1,566,461. Oh my God. Holy shit. Look at this guy here, gave 10 grand. People are giving just a few bucks here, a few bucks there. Jesus, this is one for the ages. I can't even say anything shitty about it. I probably will at some point, but oh my God. Nick writes, turns out he was the real animal mother in Nam. Some of you might get that reference. I want to hear those stories. Bob says still has his old ear necklaces. Scott says, let's get in cahoots and make some money. Wow. Yeah, I don't want to live in a world where, like, the influencer, like, this guy's an actor and it's all set up. I think my faith in humanity would be destroyed if I found this out. I also love the fact that he doesn't have a newfangled device to find out how much money or even see the GoFundMe. I mean, they're probably, when they say, hey, we passed around our virtual hat and we got some money for you, you're probably going to kill them when you tell them that it's $1.6 million. But you know that the rest of the family probably is well aware of the dollar amount. If with just a simple search, I was able to find it or click on the link in the story. So you know the family is well aware. And you know there's probably folks coming out of the woodwork for the old timer. Hey, it's been a long time since I saw you. How's it going? Boy, we should hang out more. Nick says, every Meijer has an old sad sack at the door. What makes him so special? There is a guy at the Mutant Meijer who, I am not kidding you, every time I see him, he is more hunched over. Like when I first started seeing him, he was upright. and something's gone wrong. And this is what he is now. He's completely bent over. Hey, look. And he'll look at you like this. Hey, welcome to Meyer. And I'm like, fuck, dude. Yeah, come on in. He's like in that movie Shallow Hal, where that fucker's walking around on all fours. Bread Bull Brain Chris says some scammer's going to have him cash all that in for iTunes gift cards and send them to Nigeria. We could do a whole show on people at the front of Meijer. Tyler says, the one at my Meijer's a real dick. I would never allow him to be portrayed in a positive light like this. What's up, O'Neill? I think he's got to go potty. I think he's about had it. The singing greeter is the best. Is that guy still a thing? Welcome to Meijer. Thank you for coming to Meijer. I want that gig. He's gone. When you say gone, you mean is he gone or gone? Gone is, you know what I mean. Megan is very in tune on the local scene concerning these things. She says he's not at Meijer. I don't know about his heartbeat. Well, anyway, I thought that was an outstanding story. God, I had a couple jokes about it, but I think they've all been said. You guys are so on top of it now. I am going to go ahead and bring Badger back. Oh, he is back. He is back. Wait a minute. Untimeout Badger. Okay, he's back. He's back. Yeah, no more racist shit, asshole. That's awful. That was a racist comment Trump made, and you know it. You can't be racist here. That's horrible. I'm trying to establish a contingency of black audience members. Hell, you start with one, and that would be Kevin. I love my Kevin. Kevin is salt of the earth, salesman extraordinaire, husband of Becca Shea, and an Ohio State Buckeye fan. Not that I care about Ohio State, but I'm just giving you the background. And I wouldn't want to upset him. I mean, that could have hurt him. And I don't want that to happen. Come on now. If an audience member of mine is married to a black guy, and generally everybody here is not racist, and you say something horrible about black people, I mean, you're saying something about people that I care about. You can't do that. Come on now. He says, asshole of the day, Trump. There you go. Now you're thinking with your brain. All right. Before we get to the asshole of the day, thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. They're found at KuiperTreeCare.com, KUIPER, TreeCare.com. Something falls down, they'll clean it up for you. I don't know how much they're working now that the snow is everywhere, but it's important for me to keep them on your brain so that when you're planning on getting rid of a nuisance tree, or you want to trim your trees or whatever it may be, call upon Kuiper Tree Care or text 616-828-8225. Finally, you have till December 15th. To get your ducks in a row when it comes to your health care, if you are a recipient of healthcare.gov insurance policies, the Affordable Care Act, you need someone to go over your policy before December 15th, which that is when open enrollment ends, and get after it. Because if you're just going to go from the 2025 policy and let it roll over to 2026, you're probably going to get stuck paying a lot more than you should be paying. So have Frank take a look at it. Real simple. Go to appointmentwithfrank.com. That's appointmentwithfrank.com today. Your asshole of the day is Trump. You know, I wanted to like him because of killing drug dealers. I'm all for that. But, I mean, I'm sure there's some wonderful Somali citizens who are just sweet people. You can't, you know, it's just too far. Just too far. We can't have that. Nick says, asshole of the day, fishermen getting in the way of drone strikes. Thank you for being here, ladies and gentlemen. I'll talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast. You're the best. Be careful. Very, very cold here in West Michigan. It's cold where you are. Be careful there, too. Okay, thank you, and bye-bye.